Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here's a startling fact. Two privately funded charity groups are spending more money on Boston Public School athletics than the city itself. In the second report in our series this week, Budgets and Box Scores, Funding Sports in Boston Public Schools, this morning, Doug Tribou and Karen Given of WBUR's Only a Game take a look at the money behind the making of public school sports in Boston. Doug begins with a report on a group that's introduced some basic sports to the city's middle schools.
It wasn't whether we could figure out, it was just kind of how long it was going to take.
Spend some time with Playball founder Michael Harney, and it quickly becomes clear that he's not the kind of guy that backs away from a challenge, even one as big as navigating the bureaucracy of the Boston Public Schools.
Sure, we broke a little glass along the way, but ultimately, you know, when you get a group of young professionals that are dedicated and smart and creative and kind of relentless when it comes to just figuring it out, you know, it made too much sense, I think, for everyone to ignore.
Playball is spending between $400,000 and $500,000 a year to fund teams in more than half of Boston's middle schools. Harney is as comfortable talking about sports as he is about money. Today, he works in the financial sector. In college, he was a captain of the Georgetown University lacrosse team.
I grew up, and I think a lot of guys on the board grew up, playing sports with their classmates.
Scott Boffman is one of those board members.
All of the qualities kind of that go around athletics, they get instilled in somebody in, you know, really the very formative years, which happen to be the middle school years as much as the high school years. So as much as we can get those in the kids now, I think it's very important.
To keep costs low, board members pitch in with legal advice, accounting, whatever comes up. Harney says the group gets about half of its money from fundraising events and half from grants and private donations.
Fundraising is everything, right? So one, raising money, and then raising money to a point where you create a platform that gives you visibility to grow, because, you know, every year we got to fund these things. So you got to be able to figure out a way to do that.
Before Playball stepped in to create teams and leagues, the middle schools didn't offer football, baseball, volleyball, and competitive double dutch. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Carol Johnson says an institution as large as the city's school department isn't used to sharing control of projects.
Usually the relationship, in a lot of partnerships, has been people give us a check and then they walk away.
But Johnson says Playball is making a commitment that's more than financial.
They were willing to give us a check, but they wanted to stay around to make sure that there was a return on this investment. And I think that's the big difference here.
The Boston Public Schools provide things like access to athletic fields and liability insurance. Playball has an even longer to-do list.
There's a lot of moving parts. I mean, when you have fields and uniforms and equipment and refs and EMTs and buses, and, you know, once you get it figured out, the beauty of it is that it's very scalable. So, you know, right now it's just really a matter of capital.
Playball takes sports seriously, but their biggest fundraiser, the SS Run, does not. The event, formerly known as the Santa Speedo Run, has been raising money for local charities for years. But in 2012, Playball became its sole beneficiary. Every December, hundreds of runners in Boston strip down to skimpy bathing suits and Santa hats for a chilly one-mile jog on Boylston and Newbury Streets. I covered the race for Only a Game in 2008. It's a silly event. A silly event that raised about $400,000 last year alone. The payoff for Michael Harney is attending the games and tournaments Playball puts on. They keep him thinking about the future.
Well, my only regret with this is that we haven't moved faster, because when you get to see 1,000 kids at work every year, it's awesome. And, you know, we don't want to be foolish with you know, investing into it, so we want to grow at a smart and healthy pace. You know, luckily the board's pretty young, so I think we're kind of just getting started.
One of the slogans Playball uses is more feet on the field. 1,000 kids are playing at least one Playball sport. There are 12,000 middle school students in the city. It doesn't even take seventh grade math skills to figure out there's a lot of room for expansion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
While Doug focused on the middle schools, Karen Given of WBUR's Only a Game found there's room for expansion at the high school level as well. Karen reports the charity Boston Scholar Athletes, which also funds sports in Boston schools, reaches just under a quarter of the 17,000 high school students in Boston.
The theme for the Boston Scholar Athletes annual fundraiser is pep rally. So guests are greeted by cheerleaders dressed in the organization's patriotic blue and red. On the wooden floor of Aganis Arena, 250 high schoolers spend a full hour chatting with some of this city's movers and shakers. Suddenly, just as the speeches are about to begin, the students rush away. They gather on center court, waving pom-poms and signs that read BSA for Boston Scholar Athletes. The enthusiasm of the kids is infectious, and the evening's donors and guests must feel it too. The BSA has only been around for 4 years, but tonight they raised $1.7 million.
I had this fear, frankly, in the beginning when the Boston Scholar Athlete Program was begun, that, geez, maybe this is a quick political fix, you know, to appease the masses.
Bob Holler, veteran investigative reporter for the Boston Globe, is one of those who's been won over by the organization and its founder, John Fish.
He's committed. I mean, he think he said, I'm doing this till the day I die. I'm going to support this program. And I think that's just an incredible, incredible tribute to him.
John Fish is the CEO of Suffolk Construction, a WBUR underwriter. The BSA is housed in Suffolk's national headquarters in Roxbury, and Fish has put his managerial mark on the program as well.
We live by his motto of, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So we kind of track data on everything.
That's BSA Executive Director Rebecca Splain-Salwasser. She can rattle off a lot of numbers, like 50,000. That's the number of hours athletes spent last year in the program's tutoring centers. Or 190 points, the average improvement by students who took the SAT prep class. Or $3.1 million, the BSA's total budget for last year. All of those numbers are growing. Fish has pledged $1 million a year through Suffolk's charitable foundation to keep the numbers headed up. And he says he'll keep steering the program as well.
I think the simple part of philanthropy is really signing your name. With the hard part is spending the time and dedicating the resources beyond just yourself to making things happen.
Fish uses his business contacts to raise money for everything from all-star games to training for coaches. He asks Boston's academic institutions for access to discarded equipment and student tutors, and he calls on Boston's pro sports teams for grants and special appearances.
We live in a wonderful, wonderful city that we're all very, very lucky to live in and take advantage of. And at certain points of our life, we have to stop and pause and say to ourselves, what can we do for others so they can experience the same wonderful, healthy environment that we experience on a day-in, day-out basis?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted's famous co-star.
From time to time, Fish calls on his ex-employees as well. One of them is ex-Suffolk construction worker, actor Mark Wahlberg. A couple of weeks ago, Wahlberg made a surprise appearance at this pep rally fundraiser. He had Ted, the teddy bear from the movie, under his arm.
I can't wait to see how you guys lead our great city, our great nation in the future. God bless you all, and thank you for having me. And give my Ted doll back, man. Ted, you can't be stealing Ted.
The evening quickly turned to mayhem as kids rushed the floor, eager to get their pictures taken with a celebrity. But earlier, in a more serious moment, the lights dimmed as John Fish talked about dreams.
Have you ever asked yourself what you would attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail? Every individual deserves a dream.
Fish has a dream of his own. He'd like to expand the Boston Scholar Athletes beyond Boston to other urban school districts. But it doesn't end there. It ends on the White House lawn, where he hopes he and some of his scholar athletes will soon shake the hand of the president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.